Right. Now, we'd say poor dad, a poor woman.
Uh-huh. And she kept her coins in a small change
purse.
Uh-huh. And a boy named William, might be nicknamed
Bill.
Did they ever use Billy?
Billy or Bill.
Either one. Mm-hmm. And, by the way, I talk to colored people on that question. They never come up with Bill or Billy. They say Joe or George or... Why is that? Don't they use William or Bill or Billy?
Yes, they do. I've had niggas working with me by both names, William and Bill.
I don't know why it is. When I ask that question, different name altogether.
Uh-huh. They do use it some, though. Mm-hmm. They've got no reason for not using it. That's the word.
And up in the mountains, an animal that looks like a fox, you figure, the size of a big sheepdog.
Let's see, it would be a goat.
Well, or a little Red Riding Hood, met one of them.
Whoop.
Uh-huh. And the place where a lot of corn is grown is called a corn
belt.
Corn belt. I get that answer pretty often. You don't call it a corn field?
Well, we'd call it fields here, but where that comes about, see, corn's not a major crop with us, and we always refer to the corn belt.
Oh,
Illinois. Illinois and states out there, see where the wheat grow corn. We call that corn belt.
I see. Because
we call it a patch here, corn patch.
Now, is a field bigger than a patch? Suppose you had 40 acres in corn, would that be
it? If it was all corn, we might say field or patch.
Even 40 acres?
Yes, a patch. That's just one division. Generally speaking, a patch is smaller than a field. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the same field you'll have a half dozen patches.
I see. Yeah, well, I should have thought of that. Because we call it corn belt all over the country. Just didn't occur to me. I thought maybe you referred to that. We planted some turnips and lettuce in my
garden.
You make a distinction between a patch and a garden. And the holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing is
Thanksgiving.
And a highway is made out of white
cement, concrete.
Either one. And the state north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are.
Tennessee.
And if a person's in trouble, you try to
get him out.
Uh-huh. You try to help him.
Try to help him, yeah.
Uh-huh. And if something isn't wide, then
it's narrow.
And you might say, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another name for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle and his wife is your
aunt.
Do people say aunt around here?
They don't. They're a little aunt.
Aunt.
Aunt. What we use.
Do colored people use aunt?
Not very much.
That's a very peculiar thing because in some sections, aunt is supposed to be the prestige way of saying it. And other sections, only colored people use it. It's hard to, it's one of the things we'll have to work on.
It's ain't or ain't it here, most of them.